call this meeting to order. Madam Secretary, Regent Thomas, would you be kind enough to call the roll?
Regent Hale.
Present.
Regent Hall.
Present.
Regent Brinkley.
Present.
Regent Roddy.
Present.
Regent Dennison.
Present.
Chair Milliken.
Present.
Regent Nichols.
Present.
Regent Spiller.
Present.
Secretary Thomas. Vice Chair West.
Present.
And Regent Skirts.
Here.
We have 11 regents present, a complete board, and representatives.
It's great to have a full complement here today. Regent Ball, we're happy that you could join us by Zoom. We're happy that you're...
Well, thank you. I'm disappointed not to be there, but I'm here with my 9-week-old grandson and my daughter in Naples, so...
Well, I can...
I had to choose.
I can understand why you're there. That's a great place to be. But we're happy you were able to join us. The approval of the minutes. They have been distributed. Do we have any additions or corrections to those minutes? If not, they stand approved as presented. The first item on our agenda is academic affairs. Dr. Bale, that's your bailiwick.
Thank you, Chair Milliken, and it's wonderful to be on a campus with a lot of smiling faces. A lot of things to be happy about. We have several items for our approval, three of which were discussed at committee meetings last month, and there's several that were not. I think all of them reflect the fact that our university is evolving in a way to meet student needs and societal needs, and very interesting to read through all of those. But if the board would like to, we can consolidate items 1, 2, and 5, and I can accept a motion for those three if anyone would like to, or we can leave them out. And
do we have any objection to consolidating those three items? Hearing none, proceed.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve action item 1, which is an undergraduate certificate in personal branding. Action item 2, which is a minor in piano pedagogy. And action item 5, which is approval of a graduate certificate in the School of Social Work. Any discussion, questions? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Thank you. Mr. Provost, would you like to?
Sure. Item number 3 is approval of a minor in commercial music. The program will appeal to students who want to invest in musical knowledge and skills through contemporary commercial idioms. I think it's a perfect program since we sit 60 miles from Nashville, and there's a need for those types of programs. There's 2 already in the area, but there's certainly a huge number of students looking to be in this type of program.
Questions, discussions? Fascinating to read through that and realize there's a need. Now I'll entertain a motion for approval of a minor in commercial music. Regent Thomas, Regent Spiller. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. All right. Action item 4. Regards sports media and communication.
Yeah, we're looking for approval of the undergraduate certificate in sports media and communication. The certificate provides a specific set of industry standard skills in a credentialing package that will help students become more marketable in the sports media and communication employment area. So looking at ways to be more specific for people who want to be more specific in where they would like to head in the future.
Questions, comments, discussion from anyone? Anything to say about that, Todd? Think any of our athletes
the big poo-poo.
All right. If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the undergraduate certificate in sports media and communication.
So moved.
Regent Thomas is on fire. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Right. Next action item is concerning an undergraduate certificate in artificial intelligence and analytics.
Yeah, I would say it's an undergrad certificate in probably one of the most important areas as we sit here today. As everybody grows and everything moves in a direction, artificial intelligence seems to be the wave of the future. And we have made some investments with data science in those areas, and this fits in perfectly with that as we move towards that end of the spectrum and using all facilities in all areas to be able to do that. And if you talk to anybody in this area, as well as the surrounding areas, or even broader to Nashville, these are the types of skill sets they're looking for from students.
Comments? Questions? Discussion? All right. I'll entertain a motion. Thank you. Regent Nichols makes a motion.
Second
from our student regent. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. All right. Our next action item concerns an emeritus appointment.
Yes, and the person is here today, which is great. It's Dr. Jeffrey Katz. We're looking to make him Dean Emeritus. He was named the Gordon Ford College Dean in 2011. He led two reaffirmations under AACSB, which is the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business. He developed the Tutoring Center. He produced professional education and knowledge program was built under him, or what is called PEAK. Creation of a large number of scholarships that now are given to students in the college, as well as when I read this information that came about him, the terms that were used often were mentor, role model, and individual committed to nurturing talent. Additionally, the other thing that you heard throughout it was passion for education. So he seems to be the perfect person to be Dean Emeritus. And I was going to let him say a word once you guys.
Yes, I would just like to say, as a prior graduate of the Gordon Ford College, wasn't Gordon Ford then, but long ago, I'd just like to thank Dr. Katz for his leadership, and I would like to thank Julie for her support. They made a great team. Wonderful.
Regent Spiller, I understood you wanted to make a comment.
Yeah, if I could, please. I consider Dean Katz, the former Dean Katz now, as we say, a mentor who I worked closely with on those AACSB reports for 8 years. Jeff, in many of his speeches, and one of four quotes, none of them from Taylor Swift, sadly. But one of them was, you know, honor the past, one grace in the future. And the other was, education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel. I'm not sure how many times I heard him say that. And what we see behind us is a testament to the things that he kindled when he was there, of PEAK, as you mentioned, the Student Success Center. He hired the communications coordinator, the internship coordinator, the first career counselor. He was instrumental in making sure that we kept the college dedicated advisors, which was something that we weren't sure about as part of our strategy at the time. He worked very hard to make sure that faculty were empowered to come up with those ideas. Now we have professionals who work on those. Also, I want to take a moment and just also recognize that one of the flames that he kindled was a dear friend of ours that passed away a year and a half ago. And I have Kai Meggers, the faculty member who was tragically killed in Germany. Dean Katz brought him from industry. He was a C-level executive at Alcoa. You remember being on the board with him. And one of the things that, you know, that legacy of continuing to set things up as he brought these people in. And when I came to the board member in December after seeing Kai, he had me get the keys to his office and everything else. we got into his office and we found a box of books, and we learned that he gave these books to his graduating seniors. And so some of you heard him tell the story. We now continue the tradition of giving a book to every graduating senior in the College of Business, and those books are paid for by alums of the college students who had that as they were doing that as well. So I wanted to make sure that Dean Katz, former Dean Katz, got one of those for the Chi Members Memorial sticker in it. And the book is Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. It's from Admiral William McRaven's graduation speech that he did at the University of Texas. And it's Dean Katz taught strategy, as do I. And it's about doing the little things so the big things, you know, will happen. And not only do I want to give one to him, but I brought one to give to the board and the president as well. So, Beth, you want to come up?
That's nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Regent Spiller.
President Cavoni, let me add my congratulations and thanks to Dean Katz. When I first arrived, in the first 4 years of being president, he was an invaluable counsel to me. Helped us not make some missteps, created opportunities for innovation and piloting things in his college that continue to evolve and spread across the university. But the most important thing that I remember from all of our conversations was how important it was for the Gordon Ford College of Business to have a new home. Over and over again, it was impressed upon me how important that was. Gary Brody Regent Brody may have also been part of those conversations. But I want to thank him not just for carrying that torch and imploring upon all of us that that should be the next big project for the university, but also for his vision and understanding how success happens when you put students first. And Jeff, I hope you feel thanked, but I hope you're proud of the legacy that you left. All of us do these jobs for a period of time and then pass responsibility off to the next person. You are not forgotten. You are still thanked. And I can't wait for you to see the space when it's complete right behind you.
As chairman of the committee, I've reserved the right to make the last comment. And Evelyn, I hope someday we're doing this for you, but you got to be squirming over there. actually, Jeff came to Western just a couple of years before I came on this board, and he was one of the first people I interacted with. And like so many others, he's had a real effect. One of the first things he did for me was turn me on to The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership. That's a book by Stephen Sample, who was an iconoclastic transformational president of USC. And it is a great book, anyone who has read it, but it teaches you not only some art to the procrastination part of decision making, but to think gray and to think free and to be a real leader. So Jeff and Julie are good friends of ours, and I'm glad Julie is here tonight too, because as Shane mentioned, spouses are, and every dean here could no doubt attest to the fact that your spouse is a big part of your success or failure. And certainly he was very successful in his tenure here, and this is a well-deserved recognition. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, let's let the
Well, we'll let him speak after he's already
I'll move for this.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign. Jeff, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Chair Milliken, board members, provost, friends. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for this wonderful honor. Being the dean of the Gordon Ford College of Business was the career highlight of my life. I enjoyed working with the dedicated faculty and staff who always put students first. The students who came here and were innovators and bright thinkers and leaders and went off to achieve their goals. Fantastic. I'd like to especially thank Dr. Shane Spiller, who provided invaluable support literally from my first day on the job and continues to provide some wonderful ideas. It is really a unique time to celebrate this particular achievement of a goal in my life. I've always said, kind of humbly, that I believe that Gordon Ford College of Business is the best applied college of business in the Commonwealth and beyond, and I still believe that today. It is made up of the most wonderful people, the most dedicated people. Stepping back and cheering from the sidelines has also been really wonderful. As you can see, the new building is becoming a reality, the new programming continues, the innovation, the unique place that the Hilltoppers have is really a really wonderful thing to see happen. Dr. Caboni, thank you for your leadership. Provost, thank you for all that you're doing, and board members as well. It's just terrific to be here. I'd like to uniquely dedicate this honor to my wife, Julie. Julie is, of course, the love of my life. She's been with me throughout our path and our fun, and she is, I think, the best spirit master I've ever known. And so she definitely deserves this honor, as we've always had some wonderful time together. You know, as Shane mentions, I had in my notes that filling the vessel is an important thing to do for educators. But more importantly is really to kindle that flame within our students for lifelong learning, for success, and for them to go off and have an interesting, productive, and fun life. So thank you very much for the chance to be here. It has been an honor to serve. It continues to be an honor to watch, and I will never forget this moment, that's for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it is only appropriate that we follow that with another example of true excellence on our campus. And Provost Fisher, I'll let you introduce.
Sure. We will have a presentation today by the WKU Forensics. What I would say is that Forensics is the oldest and most successful program in the history of Western Kentucky University, a tradition that began on the Hill in 1877 and has grown into a national powerhouse in collegiate speech and debate. The program is run by Gaynor Newman, and when you look, Gaynor is an alumnus. He's a two-time alumnus. We have lots of two-time alumnus on this campus, and he's also one of those. He has directed WK Forensics since 2014, and he has led the program to 18 national championships, and then I could go on for pages at that point. They have won just about every opportunity that they have taken to travel to and to be a part of. It's been an amazing run that has occurred, and today we will bring Gaynor Newman up to talk about that run.
Mike mentioned, too, the list of schools that they leave in their wake.
It's an impressive list. The top of the top. I'm sure he has the list in his group, too.
Hey, everybody. Thank you all so much. Welcome. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having us here today. It's an honor to speak with the board. Provost Fisher said, my name is Gaynor Newman. I'm a two-time alumnus of WKU. I've directed the program since 2014. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to speak with y'all, and I'm very appreciative to Dr. Fisher for inviting us to present. I'm going to invite a couple of students up as well, if y'all can come on up, and they'll introduce themselves.
Hey, y'all. my name is Jonah Johnson. I am a junior here, about to be a senior, and I am a broadcasting major, political science minor, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cecilia Alali. I am a junior, also about to be a senior here on the Hill. My major is public relations. I've got a minor in sales. I'm pursuing the strategic communications certificate, which is all juxtaposed by the fact that I've got a heavy involvement in the Talisman magazine here on the Hill, and I'll be the executive editor heading into this next year.
Yeah, thank you all. Yeah, the two exceptional students. Do you mind if I use
the floor? No,
cheers. Appreciate it. Two of the exceptional students on the team. This is a lovely photo of the whole team. This year we had 30 students from 12 states representing 21 different major minor combinations across campus. I think we really do value the cognitive diversity of the program as much as we value the diversity of the program at large. You know the program as a successful, nationally competitive team, but this season we had a really rare and unique opportunity to travel internationally. The International Forensics Association, or IFA, is a large tournament comprised of mostly U.S. schools in an international location. This year, the IFA tournament was hosted in Dublin, Ireland, so we were able to take the students abroad for the first time in about a decade. This trip was supported through the Opportunity Fund. We really could not have been capable of doing this without the Opportunity Fund providing that support. The last time the team attended was under Jace Lux in 2014 when the program went to Paris, France. I wasn't here that year. I was at another institution that season. To attend the trip, the students had to earn a 3.0 fall GPA. They had to meet all team event requirements, and also every student to go had to learn a brand new form of debate, which is really tricky to do whenever you have experience in only one or two kinds of varieties. We ultimately took 21 students, which I thought was really impressive that 21 of the students met those pretty high standards. For me, taking the team members to Dublin was one of the most incredible experiences of my entire time here as director. Hearing them talk about visiting St. Patrick's Cathedral, the way that their eyes lit up. I know for a fact that there are some students on this program who have experienced housing insecurity in their lives. And so to see them gallivanting around Dublin with giant smiles on their faces at what could be a very once-in-a-lifetime opportunity was really something that meant the world to me. It was a large tournament. It was, in fact, the largest IFA competition they've ever hosted, with 41 different universities present, 752 entries. But our students were ready. Our team members, WKU, won 5 of the individual event championships. There were 11 individual events offered at the tournament, so we won 5 of the 11, including duo interpretation, poetry interpretation, after-dinner speaking, informative speaking, and dramatic interpretation. We won the overall team sweepstakes award, which is awarded to the team with the highest number of points accrued across all of the different events in the competition. So we were proud to take that championship home as well. So what that means is, with this victory, WKU has won the International Forensics Association every year that we have participated at that tournament. We were really proud to also have 2 students earn the top 2 overall individual sweepstakes awards at the tournament. That means that across all the different events that they participated in, Jonah, for example, participated in 5 different events plus debate at that tournament, and so Jonah placed 2nd overall at the tournament, with Mauricio Patino placing 1st. Mauricio, unfortunately, could not be with us this afternoon, but we're joined by Jonah Johnson, who placed 3rd in poetry interpretation at IFA, and he's going to do a teaser, which is kind of the first part of his poetry performance and the introduction to his poetry performance. So please give it up for Junior Jonah Johnson.
In case you're wondering what's in my hand, this is what we kind of do our interpretation with, right? So it's like all of our scripts are inside this book. And, you know, we kind of have used creative ways to kind of learn how to, like, maneuver the book to make it more intriguing. So, like Andrew said, I'm going to do the intro of my poetry, kind of like a teaser to the piece, and then go into what I call an intro, which is kind of an explanation of what the piece is. Here we go. Flash blue. Breeze. Gentle touches and heat. Is her favorite dancer. Twitchy, tickly, itchy movements like violin trembled string. Autumn falls like leaves. Like butterfly beams. He is her favorite dancer. Sit still and shut the hell up. It's time for sustained silent reading. Grade school classmates find their quiet corners. Have moved on to third grade books, big bump. You know what I find? I find the Tuesday nights where Dad turned my comforter into the jungle, where lions set my cerebellum swimming, letters moving to clap and sit snap, the coconut tree that scared and scat as its trunk went flat. I just got a boom chick, skip a doom boom chick, chicken climb! Mm-mm, David, off the desk. In the 1800s, you'd have to stick out your arms, hold heavy books for an hour and a half whole, David, before your knuckles and knees get buckled, wrist gets whacked. So I type and read and write my ADHD thoughts out loud and on paper. More emotional depth if I don't. My insides start to feel like steel wool rubbing together to cause friction and pain and nausea when I keep the words in my head. They vibrate my skull, burn the back of my eyes, numb my chest, tighten my throat. My mom died on a Wednesday. And on Tuesday, I swear the world crashed in on itself. The oak trees uprooted and grew inward. The wallpaper wilted and peeled. I became flat earth. Flatlined. So I went for a run. In his recent book, Spark, Dr. John Ratley expands upon the idea of neurodivergent brain connectivity. He explains, for those with ADHD, the body affects the brain just as much as the brain affects the body. He continues that for neurodivergent individuals, movement significantly increases overall functioning, including attention, executive functioning, and emotional regulation. Yet much of modern education and performance prioritizes stillness and its supposed synonym, control. The Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology on June 21st, 2023 explains, for those who have ADHD, they have more slow-wave brain activity than their neurotypical peers. So in order to generate enough brain energy necessary for a given task, we often need to move our bodies. My diagnosis has helped me recontextualize every well-meaning adult in and outside this activity who demanded I keep still. But we need to start respecting the fact that movement comes not from preference or contrariness, but from need. So using the poems Dance by Sarah Brummer, On a Wednesday by Annika Wright, My ADHD Thoughts by Archie Locke, and Come On David by David Wills. A program. Because a call for controlled movement is a call to control me. And then the performance keeps going.
So several different performances like that resulted in the team taking the International Forensics Association overall team championship. According to legend, kissing the Blarney Stone endows the kisser with the gift of gab. A community member remarked on our social media post about Nationals International saying, no need for this group to kiss the Blarney Stone. So after that, literally 2 days after they got back off the plane, the debaters got ready for another gigantic debate competition, this time hosted here at West Kentucky University, called the College Lincoln Douglas Grand Prix. This is a large competition where the top two debaters from every team in varsity and novice all clash against one another to show the best of the best. A couple of our team members were recognized as All-American members. Only 10 students from across the nation were recognized that way, and two of them were members of our team. We had a sophomore Cole Ingram from Hinman, Kentucky, named as one of the three emerging debaters of the year, and our debate director, Chad Meadows, was recognized by the LD Coaches Association as the Coach of the Year. In addition to that, WKU advanced 88% of our entry to the elimination rounds of this tournament in all four of the divisions. Ray Fournier, who is a sophomore member of this institution, won the tournament, and a freshman placed third. And we placed first in open sweepstakes, as well as first in combined sweepstakes as a program. Literally at the exact same time the debaters were doing that, the speech students were recording performances for the Asynchronous Speech Championship, which was a large competition which features video performances in order to compete. That was an incredibly accomplished tournament for our students. We advanced 62% of all of our entry to at least having at least one student in the top 12 of all of the different events that were offered there. We won 8 of the 11 event championships at the tournament out of, let's see here, how many teams do we have total? Around 40 teams. And placing first ahead of the University of Illinois Chicago, Wayne State, and Ball State University. So we had a couple of weeks break after those three tournaments in order to get ready for our final competition of the year, which is the National Forensics Association Grand Championship. This is the largest comprehensive national tournament of the season every year. It features both speech and debate. In debate, we entered 7 students. The largest team in debate entered 14 students. 5 of our students advanced to the top 32, 2 advanced to the top 8, and 1 advanced to the top 4. We placed 2nd in LD as a team, behind Washburn University and ahead of University of North Texas, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and Truman State. 3 of our students were named as the top speakers at the tournament. In speech, on the speech side of NFA, we sent 27 students to the tournament. They prepared 105 events. So what you saw of Jonah's was his teaser and introduction of one of those 105 different categories. So just imagine that kind of thing times 105. Of that, 78 advanced to the octafinal round, 44 advanced to quarterfinals, 26 to the top 12, and we broke 14 events to the final round. 2 students won national championships in their events. Jade Ismail, a freshman from Lafayette, Louisiana, won after dinner speaking, and Cecilia Alali, who is here with us today, performed her dramatic interpretation, placed first at the tournament. 3 students placed in the top individual sweepstakes. That's given to students with 5 or more events. So we had 3 students reach that top, with Mauricio Pitino getting 15th, Cecilia Alali getting 5th, and Christian Butterfield of Bowling Green getting 2nd. So with us today is Cecilia Alali to perform her favorite minute of her dramatic interpretation piece, which won the national championship. So let's give it up for Cecilia Alali.
Hi, everyone. So because this is my favorite minute, you're going to kind of be dropped in the middle of a scene. So my character, sadly, her father passed away. And being Nigerian, she goes back home to complete the 2nd funeral where her father is at. Here, her family is kind of crazy, gets her to start cooking something. And then she finally realizes, after she hasn't wanted to all this time, that maybe, just maybe, her father might still be right in front of her. So here's the middle of that. Yeah, I know, I'm still hungry. I actually could eat right now if you... What do you mean I have to cook? Tomatoes? Okay, tomatoes, I will get you tomatoes. Jollof rice, I'm making jollof. There you go. Okay. Jollof, I'm almost finished. Okay. That's sugar. Oh, okay. Please be good. Yeah, I knew it was good. You don't have to gas me too much, but... No, don't force me to give it to Grandma. She, this is my bowl, or... Don't force... Hi, Grandma. I made some jollof rice if you want to try it. Okay. Sorry, I know I can be heavy-handed on the pepper sometimes, so don't...
I guess I do look like my dad, huh? Yeah, she liked it. Said I looked like my dad. But everybody does. Like, look at Auntie over there in the back. She laughs like ah, like hearty. Just like my dad's was. And even baby cousin, his smile. You know, ever since my dad was gone, I never thought I would see him again. And then she goes into the finals.
Efforts like that accumulated in the team winning the National Friends Association overall championship. Our success stories don't end there. This fall, the team earned an overall 3.3 overall GPA. We've maintained an overall 3.3 GPA for the last decade. We had three public showcases that we hosted. We had multiple students achieving distinction in various departments. This year we have the outstanding student in the Department of Communication Studies. We've had students defend their honors theses, published in prestigious publications like the Adroit Journal. They've been admitted to some of the top graduate schools, including the number one public health program in the nation. And of course, our first James Gaither Jr. Fellow by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace was a member of the WKU Forensics Program. I've been a part of here, I'm going on my 10th year in this position, and I just want to say I'm very grateful for all of the opportunities that we have had so far. Every time I get to travel with these students, I get to see their lives transform. It is really a beautiful thing, and it's been an honor and a privilege to do it. We couldn't have done it without our coaching staff, who are incredible. I'm very grateful to everyone who has offered this to us. I grew up Catholic, and the last thing I'll say is I grew up Catholic, and I really do, with all I've seen this activity do for students, I personally believe that this activity is a miracle. The way that we travel and the competition elevating these students, it's a beautiful thing in the world. I hope we can continue to prove our value to the institution and find ways of developing a budget to support taking this team to national competitions in the future. I'm very grateful. Thank you all so much, and go Tops.
I know Mr. President wants to make a comment about your soon-to-be new quarters, which I think we're all excited about and certainly very deserving.
So, Gaynor, are you going to have to go from four up to five up now is the question, right? So you want to explain to them what that means,
sure,
and what the expectations
so
are every year?
The fours up came earlier, before I was even here as a student. They came up with fours up to represent the four different competitions we were trying to win that season. So those competitions have changed over the course of time, but this year we were recognizing fours up for our efforts to win the International Friends Association tournament. We were trying to win the Grand Prix, trying to win ASC, and trying to win the NFA competition. We did all of that. But also for us, fours up stands to represent our effort to achieve a 4.0 GPA for our seniors to graduate in 4 years or less, which 100% of our senior members are graduating in 4 years or less. It really is about that pursuit of something more perfect. So, yes, sir.
Really proud of our team. And those of you who know, I have a speech and Robert undergraduate degree, and I really believe in the activity and what it does for our young people while they're here and their development, but also the skills that last a lifetime. I certainly rest upon my experience every day and am thankful for how it changed me. And I'm really proud that we have not only the finest speech and debate program in the nation, and it's not arguably, it just is, that in about a year from now, we're going to have the best facilities for a speech and debate program in the nation, with dedicated home in the Hilltopper Fieldhouse. And one of the things that forensics lost when we took down Garrett was a large open space for them to be able to rehearse and practice and do it with a lot of folks at the same time. And what I can't wait to see is our team practicing not just in a ballroom, but they're going to have an entire football field to have access to work together and separately as well. So congratulations to the whole team. The amount of time and effort it takes is almost unimaginable. And then to do it at this level is something the entire university is proud of and should celebrate.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Other comments? Anything? Two national championship performances, as far as I'm concerned. Both of you all are amazing.
Thank you.
Jace, you've got to be loving it. Jace, who's also a graduate of that program and who led it for how many years?
Four.
And then before you, Judy Woodring, was it? Who? Bit of a legend, I think.
Yes, sir.
On campus. So, to all of you all, you get a lot of credit for this program going at such a high level for so long. With that, Mr. Chairman, the academic committee concludes our business.
Let me just say before you leave, thank you all so much for a wonderful presentation. It warms my heart, to say the least. We're so proud of what our team has done. We hear about it on a regular basis here in this, as a body here. The metrics of what you all have accomplished are just amazing. We just feel sure that we know we are very proud of you and the work that you do, and we're very proud of our team and what they do.
Thank you all.
Can I take one more minute, if possible? I would just like to say they do an incredible job, but we have incredible students on this campus. And when I look across this campus and I wanted to talk a little bit to say they win all the time. Gaynor and I talk all the time, and he just comes in and says we won. And that's our conversation. And it's an interesting one. But some of the other things that are going on, he put it up on the screen, and it's related to education. It's related to national scholarships. And we had a really good year in national scholarships. And I'm only going to talk about the spring so you know what's been going on. Born scholarships, which are associated with language-focused study abroad, we had 7 recipients. And we found out this week that we are one of the leading born scholarship institutions in America now. So we've been ID'd as that, and that puts us with all the upper echelon that are out there as we speak. So that's a huge win for us. We have an NSF graduate research fellowship person, Vivian Rivera, who won a Goldwater a little while ago, and it turns out that she gets $37,000 to go get a PhD at Ohio State. And that's a pretty good deal for her, and it's the best thing that we could do, and it's been a while since we've had a true winner. We have 3 Fulbright scholars that are going to Jordan, what would be Belgium, and Spain from 3 different areas. We have the Gaither, which you showed, which is part of his team. That's the first one we've ever had, and that turns out to be they get $48,500 up to 10 to 12 months. To do what they would like to do, which is to do some kind of experience, lifetime experience. And what you see is that there's only 16 of them in the country, and all the rest come from Harvard, Yale, Cornell, and work your way through the list. So everybody looks at the list and says, what the heck is Western Kentucky University? But we're right with them. The students we have are right with them. We have an incredible students here. And the other one that I think is a huge win for this year is 2 Goldwater scholars, which will allow a sophomore and juniors to be able to go forward and do research funded by Barry Goldwater's scholarship that's out there. And we're still waiting for the Gilmans, right? We had 22 Gilman winners in the fall, and the spring hasn't been announced yet. So I'm really hoping that we see a huge number in the spring. But it's been a great year, and I think what we saw today is exactly what we're about, which is combining experiential learning with education. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. It's a great way to end this semester, and we're ready to start on the new year, aren't we, Dan? Yeah. Cecilia, you just pointed out you're a Gilman Scholar.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. I believe that does conclude.
Very good. All right.